just must amend one of Larry's opening announcements. There are two very important new people here today. I have the experience this morning of preaching with our grandson in the audience, and he may announce himself later, but I wanted to announce him this morning. We're glad to have him here for the first time, along with Chloe and with all of you who are here. Also want to mention that during this past week, we've had four baptized into Christ: Brandon Moore on Sunday, Ethan Hufford on Wednesday night, Gene Crow on Friday, and Gene is here this morning with his wife. They're seated over here with the Boltons. Be sure to meet Gene and Jane after services this morning. And yesterday, Ivy Fortner, one of the Fried Hardeman students. So it's been a good week, and we rejoice with the angels in heaven over being able to make that announcement. I want to do something this morning at this point that I've never done before. I want to give each one of you something. Some of the ushers at the back and Darrell Venable over here have some cups that are full of pennies. I'd like to give each one of you a penny this morning. You better be sure to take one, because I may never give all of you something again. But as these pass, I'd like for you to take one penny. Any child that's able to take a penny and keep it, take one. Someone in your family is not here this morning, take one for them. If you're a visitor, we'd like for you to take one. These cups will just pass up through the sections as I'm speaking, and I'll tell you why I'm doing this. This past week, as I was reading through the New Testament, and Judy and I are using this one-year Bible this year to read through the entire Bible in the year, I was reading in Luke 19. And as I read, I was impressed with the fact that there's a little bit of difference there in the story of the talents from the story in Matthew. No difference in contradiction, but difference in detail. Whereas in Matthew, one was given five talents, and one was given two, and one was given one. In Luke's account, these 10 men were called together, and the man who was leaving gave each one of them one talent. When he came back, one of the men had gained 10 talents, and one had gained five, and one who's reported just brought his talent back. That gave me an idea, especially knowing what was going to be presented to the congregation this morning about our bellow work. I'd like to give each of you a penny this morning. I'd like to ask you to take this penny and keep it for 4 months. 4 months from today will be August the 23rd. And that should be just a few days before the last payment that we'll be making on the Bellow building. I'd like to suggest that you take this penny and put it somewhere that you'll see it every day. I've taken one and put it in my billfold here, where there's an opening. When I open it up, I can see that penny each day. You might take it home and tape it on the mirror where you shave or whatever you do in front of the mirror, where you would see it at the beginning of each day. And as you look at that penny, I want to encourage you to do this. Number one, let that penny remind you to pray for the work in Bellow every day during the next 4 months. Number two, let the penny encourage you to make contact with someone about the work. And I want to especially address our college students and visitors here. I know firsthand that some of the college students have gone back home and told the local congregations about this work. This past Wednesday, when Brother Oldham was in the St. Louis, Missouri area, he spoke to a congregation. We found out in connection with that one of the young ladies here had already told them about it. And we're so thankful for that. But I want you to take this penny with you and let it remind you, if at all possible, to make contact with somebody in your local congregation or wherever and tell them about what we're doing in Bellow. Number three, let it remind you to try to save a few extra cents or a few extra dollars between now and August the 23rd to go on this. Judy and I have given more to this than any one thing in our lifetime. We've already fulfilled our pledge, but I plan to try to save a little more. There are some things maybe I can do without that I don't especially need, and save a few dollars and give a few more dollars to this during this 4 months. I believe all of us can do that. And then the fourth thing I want to ask you to do is to bring or send that penny back on August the 23rd. If it hasn't gained any more, at least send it back. And I'm persuaded that each one of them will have gained something. Those of you who may be somewhere else, mail it back to us. Tape it to a card and write a $1,000 check and put in the envelope with it. and send it back to us on August the 23rd. I believe that these pennies can remind us that's the smallest amount of money that we have in our medium of exchange. I believe each one of these can remind us about the seriousness of what we're doing. I know we can pray about it. And I believe all of us can do something about it, and I know that you will. I had announced in the bulletin that I would be speaking this morning on the subject of talking about, have you been with Jesus? I'll use that lesson at a later date. But because of the circumstances of the presentation made from our elders this morning, I wanted to just stop and make some observations today. Some observations that I believe can help us to put things in focus, and I also believe can have an impact upon our own personal lives. The first observation that I'd like to make today is that I believe there are at least five good reasons why the elders have presented the decision to us that they have this morning. I believe they made the right decision. Decision that's contingent upon our support, and I hope each of us will let them know our thoughts even before this day is over. But there are five things, at least, that come to mind that cause me to observe that we have every reason to make this decision and to go ahead and purchase this building now. Number one is that souls are lost without the gospel. It's hard for me to really comprehend that in a city, one city of Belo Horizonte, Brazil, there are about as many people as in the entire state of Tennessee. I've tried to keep that in my mind during these last several weeks. And each one of those who's not heard the gospel is lost. Jesus came into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved, John 3:17. The second reason is that the gospel is the answer. Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 said, "Moreover, brethren, I have preached unto you this gospel, and you've received it, and you stand in it, and you're saved by it," as I summarize what's said in those verses. Romans 1:16, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, the only answer to those that are lost anywhere, and in particular today we're thinking about Brazil. The only answer is the gospel, but we have the answer. And we have the answer that can be sent. A third observation or reason involved with this observation is the responsiveness of the people in Belo. If I remember right, when F.H. stood here back about October or November and was telling us about the work, he said they were having about 150 in attendance. Now keep in mind that they're meeting in a rented building. Sometimes don't even get the building. Sometimes meet outside. Have to take the Lord's Supper, their materials for their Bible classes with them. One Sunday back about 2 months ago, they had to even change the time of day. They couldn't get the building at that time and had to try to get everybody word. You can imagine in a city like that. Now, under those circumstances, they've grown from 150 about November to 215 now. Can you imagine what they're going to do when we help them get in that new building and have room where they can seat literally hundreds in that? I believe that this is a reason for a decision to be made now. The fourth point in this observation that we have every reason to make this decision, I believe we have some of the best people working in Belo that I've ever met. If I were going somewhere to do mission work and had a choice of picking anybody I could pick, I'd just as soon have F.H. and Becky Gates as anyone I know. And I don't know whether you've thought about it, but Becky is just as important as F.H. The way they're working there, the way the ladies are teaching other ladies and working alongside their husbands, I believe that Becky is as valuable as another man. And I've been able to meet Glenn and Nancy Robb and the Matheny's, and of course the Fowlers and the Fords are also there. We have people there, and these are young couples, and I'm of the opinion that sometimes they're having to sacrifice, even financially, in order to do the work that they're doing. We have some of the best people there. And as Paul said to the church at Philippi in Philippians 1:5, that we're having fellowship with each other, that's exactly what we're doing. And we have every reason to believe that we have one of the best teams available in this work in Belo. And the fifth point in connection with this being the time and a reason for it is that it's time for us to realize how strong our faith is. When we started back about 6 months ago or a little less, we started at zero. And now we're two-thirds of the way there. If you realize it, within a period of about 6 months or less, maybe 5 months, we have now raised cash in the bank and firm pledges, and that means that it's there to be sent when we call for it within this next four-month period. We're over two-thirds of the way there. Now, that's sight. But what about our faith? I believe our faith can be strong to reach out and to believe that now is the time. And I appreciate very much the faith of our elders and the dedication of our elders. I sat the other day and listened as all eight of them, by voice, unanimously said, "Let's go. It's time for us to go. If the congregation's with us, let's go." And I commend them for coming to the congregation. I am very much impressed with our leadership and their desire to communicate and all of us be in this together. Based on that and on the promises of God's Word, our faith ought to be strong enough to reach out and believe that God will bless us to do this and to save as many souls as we possibly can. My observation this morning is that we are ready to move. And I commend our elders for making the announcement that they did this morning and trust that all of us will let them know our thoughts so that they can make that final decision. Maybe even today or tomorrow, and get in touch with FH so that things can begin to move. My second observation this morning relative to this project is this, that the money is there to do the Lord's work if we're willing to give it and get it. I join with our elders in commending the congregation here in giving. At this point, I believe we have given $51,800 and something dollars from the congregation here. More is pledged. At this point, we have almost $44,000 cash in the bank that's been raised by Brother Gates and Brother Oldham and others. Many of you in here this morning have gone out and made contact. And we've had gifts or pledges as large as $10,000 from one congregation in the area of $3,000, $2,000, $1,000. We got one contribution that I can close my mind and see. We got a letter from another state, and I assume from the way the writing was that this was sent by an older lady. Her writing was such that you could just barely make it out, and she addressed it to the Bello Church of Christ in Henderson, Tennessee, and we got it. And it had $1 in it. And there's one little note in there that you could just barely see what she said. She said, "I want to help, and I hope to help again." As long as we've got people like that, from the $1 from that little lady to the $10,000 in Shelbyville, Tennessee, that's been committed from the one congregation there when we reach the point that we need it, I'm convinced that the money is there to do the Lord's work. We can do about whatever we want to. I think we've shown it here. And if we've been able to give and raise this much in the last 6 months, I'm going to make a prediction that we won't borrow much money from the bank. I believe we'll have most of that money when June the 1st and July the 1st and August the 1st and September the 1st comes. I really believe that's the case. We've found that some of the most fertile soil to go out and raise funds is with the little country congregations, people who want to do and maybe who've not been challenged and have not had opportunities given to them. I wrote some letters a while. You remember I told you about the letters that I sent out? I had one congregation send a $2,000 check. It's a little country congregation of about 40, 50, 60 people. The only thing that was done was to send the letter and present the need, and they sent a check back for $2,000. Folks, the money is there to do the Lord's work. If we'll let our faith be where it ought to be and do what we can in a reasonable way, and the congregation here's already done so much, but I don't believe we're through yet. And to reach out to all these other congregations, we, with God's help, will see that money. And again, I predict that we won't have to borrow a great deal. So my first observation today is that the decision is timely. My second observation is that with the Lord's help, the money is there, and we'll give it and get it. And we'll see this project through. I believe that with all my heart. But now there's a third observation that's just a little bit different, and I want you to really key in on this. Folks, if the souls of the people in Belo Horizonte, Brazil, are important enough for us to do all we're doing and make all the efforts we're making to take the gospel to them, your soul is important enough not to overlook. And you know, I suppose every service we have some of you that sit here in this building as we talk about taking the gospel to save the souls in Bellow who have not rendered obedience to the gospel right here. Every soul in Belo Horizonte, Brazil is worth more than the whole world, Matthew 16. But every soul that's in this building this morning is worth more than the whole world. And if it is important enough for us to put forth all the efforts that we've been talking about this morning and for the last 6 months to take the gospel to win souls one by one in Belo Horizonte, Brazil, it's high time that those of us here realize how important our souls are. And if the gospel is important enough for us to even make sacrifice, if necessary, to take it to folks on the other side of the equator, that gospel is too important for you to deal with it lightly and turn it down. I'd hate to go to the judgment day unprepared from Henderson, Tennessee. What I mean by that is I don't know that there's another place on God's beautiful earth that there's been more gospel preached and more efforts made to try to save souls than right here. And at the same time that we are so interested, and rightly so, in those souls on the other side of the world, let us not overlook how important each soul is out here in this community who's not a Christian, and how important your soul is this morning if you're not a Christian. And as we talk about that plan of salvation where persons to believe, repent, and confess, be baptized for the remission of sins, and we encourage you week in and week out to render obedience to God and be buried with Him in baptism for the remission of your sins. And as we appeal to those who have become negligent to come back and rededicate their lives and make things right with God, I want you to realize that we're dealing with a gospel that is important enough for us to put forth all these efforts to take it to Belo. And if it's that important, you ought not to deal with it lightly. But you ought to rush to obey it. As together we stand and sing.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power, and thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand, in him complete, I'll lay my trophies down, all down at Jesus' feet. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Be seated, please.
This morning, Tulu Awakawa has come to be baptized into Christ, and we will listen as she confesses the name of Christ and assist her as she's baptized into Christ.
Tulu, would you stand? Would you make the statement to this audience that your faith is still in the name of Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, and
While they're preparing for the baptism, let's sing number 273.
Trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, 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 all for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me 'neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, all for grace to trust him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease. Just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, all for grace to trust him more.
Just listen to you confess the name of Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And now we have the privilege of assisting you in being baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for the remission of sins.
Thank you.
song before the Lord's Supper this morning will be number 79. 79. I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou mightst ransom be and quicken from